A worldly affair between the Vikings and the Cleveland Browns this week. Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Let's analyze some Cleveland Browns film with Pete Bursich, analyst for the Vikings Radio Network. We are going to see some really good stuff, some scheme offensively for Cleveland that, quite honestly, is potent. Rookie tight end David Njoku, who, quite honestly, is really good. And the first overall pick in the most recent draft, Myles Garrett, who can be very effective. Let's start with some offense. What do you have?
Yeah, just like with any team, they're going to have a lot of talented pieces. It's just pulling it all together. So basically, we're going to see a couple really nice throws by Hogan, the quarterback. When they keep him protected, he can hang in there, and he does have a very, very strong arm down the middle of the field. So you don't even want to try this kind of a route down the field unless you can get the protection. But what you're going to see is two tight ends coming in here. They're going to clean this zone out. And then the outside receiver is just going to duck in. So this is that concept of clearing out a zone. So what you have, Paul, is a nice open area in the zone.
Yeah.
You have the four defenders from the Jets, and it's a long throw. This is a long throw, and not a lot of guys can make it. It's got to be targeted right there in the hash mark.
Yeah.
And he's able to get it over the linebacker and to the wide receiver before the corner is able to come in and cover down. So,
and the Browns quarterback situation, I mean, it's a week-by-week thing. So we're not exactly rhapsodizing Kevin Hogan here. It's more how Cleveland operates offensively.
Absolutely right. Now, we saw the tight end a week ago against Baltimore, Njoku, how good he is. Here he's lining up. They're going to have him one-on-one with the safety, and you're going to see that you just can't cover him with the safety. You get him in space. He's physical enough to get push off, to get outside.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to pay attention to him in coverage. Whoa. Gets upfield. Bit of a, you know, you're not going to call that illegal contact because
he's hitting him in the face.
He basically, he started this, but able with the long arms, get off, create separation, and that's all you need with Hogan. Look at this catch, though.
Very nice.
One arm, bam, pulls it in, touchdown. So that's the kind of play. That's the kind of talent. But when you have a guy like
Hogan, I haven't
watched
as much Browns offense since Bernie Kosar played for the team.
You would think that that's exactly what you're getting. Smart play right here because the tight end leaves. He's coming up the field. He's staring right at this guy and this guy. And he sees the safety split. He knows the middle of the field is going to be open. So he takes and runs that route right down the middle of the field. Yeah. That's what you see. Middle open. Take it down the middle of the field. He bends it underneath because he sees the safety coming over the top.
Yeah.
Bends it underneath and finds that void in between the safety and the linebackers. Again, safety on the tight end.
These guys run into each other.
Exactly right. That's the Jets, you know. Jack Del Rio used to always say, something short, something deep. So as a linebacker, you got to play this route deep to short. Let him throw this. Don't let him throw this route here. Yeah. And that's exactly what you get here. So they high-low the linebacker. That safety just can't get down in time to get on him. It's just too big of a body. So they can stress out the safeties deep down the field and keeping him somewhere in between the linebackers and the safeties. Defensively, Myles Garrett, first-round draft pick. This is his first play of his career against the New York Jets. And you're going to see what they like to do with this team is stunt, stunt, stunt. Throw three different guys. Let the offense try to figure out who's protecting who. And you see this. The problem is they have one rusher over here, and the center is turned this way. The guard is turned this way. Now they've got the matchup that they want. Three on three on the outside. They outnumber them. They can't pass him off.
Oh, that's a nice
move. He comes right up the middle. The guy you didn't think was going to get the blitz right up the move. He's just on a simple underneath stunt.
Yeah, boom, but nobody accounted for him.
Exactly right.
I mean, the center just with his arm.
What our offensive line needs to do is make sure that they know what's going on in front of them and are able to pass those things off. So that's less of a physical breakdown than a mental breakdown. So they like to use him as the penetrator on the blitz. So you see Myles Garrett coming in, and then they'll loop a guy underneath. And a lot of times, if communication isn't good, they'll double team the guy who's penetrating, and then they both come off and turn the penetrator loose. And this is kind of what happens here, is that he comes underneath, boom. Guard even comes back to help on the looper, but he's strong enough, powerful enough to come in there, bam, and bring the quarterback down. So he's fast, very quick, very powerful, and very tough to stop.
So overall, with the Vikings being favored in this game in London against the Cleveland Browns, can be a tricky situation when a team wins as infrequently as Cleveland, and the Vikings are favored in this game. What do you think?
Well, you know what you're going to get with the Cleveland Browns, and that's a very, very talented team because they've had first-round picks and high picks for so long. They just don't play well together. So you got to start fast. You can't let them think it's their kind of a day. It's going to be their day. So they're always going to be dangerous. You cannot beat a team like Cleveland enough to make everybody happy. You want to win this game. If it's 1 point, 2 points, who cares? You want to get out of here with a victory. That's it.